Well, good evening, folks, and I've got another two nice young gentlemen with me, Andrew and Ian. And they're what you might call a wee bit braw. Fantastic name, that. Good evening to you, lads.
Evening, Liz. Thanks very much for having us.
Delighted. Well, two brothers, of course, you never fall out, and you've always in complete agreement with each other. Is that right?
I don't know, Andrew. Is it Andrew?
Most of the time. I think I hit him with a golf club when I was about three, but after that, we've gotten quite smoothly.
I think that's probably about right. Yeah, I think so. Maybe you damaged some brain cells there.
No, I'm just putting music ones in place.
Have you always sang and played together?
Not always. We're not always singing and playing. We started off playing in brass bands actually when we were younger, and we lived over in Midlothian. And when we were in primary school, we were presented with cornets and trumpets, and we started playing with the local brass band over there, Lonehead Brass Roots. And yeah, that's what got us into music. And then it's only been since the end of 2019 that we actually started singing together, and because we both liked doing it separately and thought, let's have a crack at this. There's a lot of good Scottish brothers and bands, so why don't we try?
How did you come up with your name, I've got to ask you?
So that one was me. It was a little bit of a joke, because I was thinking what we could call ourselves, like sort of the Mundy Brothers, the Happy Mondays, all a bit naff. So we thought, I loved the word raw, because I grew up sort of reading Ur Willie and the Bruins a lot of the time. And I thought it'd be really funny if on the radio at any point, so this is very apt, if someone just said, that was raw, and then anyone that would get it would be like, I get it. It's bra, but it's also that was nice. So the idea was that people would hear our songs and think that was quite nice. That was bra. So hopefully the name was sticking in the head, but not too bad a name, I don't think.
And I like how that's, you said that the Happy Mondays was a bad name, but that's actually the name of the family band that we play in with Mum and Dad. So for parties only.
For parties only, you don't go. I'm not going to see them on the open stage, am I?
No,
I don't think so. Not yet. Yeah.
Maybe talk them into it. Now, you've been busy recording. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, so it seems like ages ago now, because somehow it's 2022. Since we were last on the open stage, we'd only brought out a few singles by that point. We managed to get our debut album out and finished, and which was brilliant. It was called A Few Miles More. It was great to get it out. It's just been mega weird how we haven't really played it yet. So whenever we kind of do finally go and get to start playing regularly, we're going to have to kind of relearn all the songs and jog those brain cells. We've been busy with that. Andrew, we did. Want to mention any other ones we did? If you can remember.
Yeah, of course. So obviously we did for last summer. Obviously it was a small event, the Euros, and we did a wee song for that. And obviously got ourselves onto your Super Scoreboard, your Clyde One, your BBC Radio Scotland, and just because we had a good laugh with celebrating our wee country, doing something big for a nice wee change. And there might even be more news on that horizon coming soon as well.
Fantastic. Well, can I get you to introduce the four songs that you're going to let us play for you? What's your first track?
So the first track will be Whiskey in Hand. And that was the first one that we basically released just before I think we brought out our album. And it was the most kind of well-received. It was the first one we did during lockdown, and we got loads of friends and family and pals on to do like a virtual choir. And it was a big laugh. And I think it was the first one that Celtic Music Radio actually liked. So that's our first one, Whiskey in Hand. And Andrew, do you want to say a tiny bit what it's about?
Yes, of course. So Whiskey in Hand, actually, I wrote it when I was living up in Pitt and Weem, way back in 2019, the lyrics, emailed the music. And it's about basically that moment at the end of a night when you've been had a hard day at work, you've been sort of struggling, your brain's working overtime, and you just think it's about 11 o'clock at night, you're sitting there on the sofa, I think that's enough, that's plenty. You crack open one whiskey, pour yourself a wee dram and think, that's plenty. And you remember the day, you remember the people you love, and you finally settle down for the night.
Excellent. Great story as well. Now, what would you choose for your second track?
So our second track is going to be Ochtermachty Sky. So try saying that one 10 times. again, this was released as it was the last song, the closer on our album. I actually had the line "a few miles more" in it because it's the story of the album and the story of the song "Ochtermachty Sky" is about when I was living up in Pittenweem. I used to drive down probably usually twice a week, at least, to come and play gigs in Glasgow with Ian. So it was about the sort of hour and 40-minute drive I would have from work up in St Andrews down to the south side of Glasgow, where we'd often go and play an open mic just to play a couple of songs. But it was always worth it just to kind of to sing with Ian, because it made sort of an evening special, even though the next morning was a bit of an early one back up to St Andrews.
You're too nice. And if you see the artwork for the album, A Few Miles More, you can see it's by a really, really good Scottish artist called Orla Stevens. I can highly recommend going and looking at her landscape like painting. It's amazing. But it pictures Andrew in his wee car coming down like near the with Glasgow in the backdrop. So really nice.
That's a cracking album cover. Brilliant. Right, we're playing that for your second one, and then your third one that you would like us to play.
So this one is one that I wrote ages ago when I was doing stuff before. I got together with Andrew and we started performing as brothers, and he vastly improved everything that I did. This one was called The Tide. And this one was about our dad's dad, our grandpa, and the fact that he lived on the Isle of Arran. So we've been going there since kids, and our parents have been going there since kids, and it's one of our favourite places. We love going back and playing at the Pierhead Tavern and stuff, and I'm sure we'll hopefully be doing it maybe at some point this year or next year again. It was about our grandpa on Arran, and how basically he never wanted to leave it. And as Andrew always says, like whenever our childhood memories of him coming to kind of visit us when we lived over near Edinburgh, it's like he'd get in the door and the first thing he'd say and be like, "Oh, what time's ferry back at?" So he was just obsessed with going. He was obsessed, you know. Once you're hooked on Arran, it seems like that's it. You're stuck there. So it's about him, that one.
Fantastic. It's just a bit like you'll have had your tea.
Exactly. Exactly like that.
And for your last track, what would you like us to play?
So the last track is the track you say you might have. People might have heard of before if they're Scotland football fans, or just proud Scots like we all are, very much across the world. But it's called A Long Time Coming, We're Going to the Euros, which basically is our we owed to us qualifying for the Euros last summer, and how brilliant, even though we didn't, I mean, we had the world's best 0-0 draw, but apart from that, it wasn't the biggest performance in the world, but we're still proud of our wee team. And it was just a song to show that it's been a long time coming, but we're here now, and we're loving it.
Oh, fantastic. And it is a very crowd-pulling one. I remember hearing it at the time, and I went, oh, good on you.
Thank you.
I want to thank you so much indeed for bringing all this lovely new music to us, and congratulations. The release of your CD. I'll get the new teeth in yet. Hopefully we'll get to see you live in not too distant future. Hopefully you'll be getting out to gig quite soon.
Yes, fingers crossed, we will be getting out to gigs quite soon. We were going to have a kind of big album, late album launch this month, but then that got pushed back again because of the whole crowds again, indoor gathering. So it's been pushed back to summer now. So if anyone does fancy coming and having a wee laugh and having a wee sing-song, we'll be doing a gig and which I can't even remember the date of now. Is it July the 23rd? Is that correct, Andrew?
Yes, it's Saturday, July the 23rd at the Glad Cafe.
Glad Cafe, just down in Shawlands. So that's where we'll be. So feel free to come and have a drink or two.
Good pizza too.
Well, I know it's just 10 minutes from my doorstep, so I'll probably be there.
Oh, brilliant. It'd be great to see you, Liz.
Look, safe onward journeys, lads. We will catch you along the ways, and thank you for being with us in the Nanny Kyle Open Stage 2022.
Thank you so much, Liz. Really appreciate you having us on it. We'll be right back.
tired mind has suffered plenty. The day attacks away your glow. It seems your soul's feeling so empty, strained by fears and daunting goals. Take a minute, fill your glass, raise a toast to all that's past. For a moment, close your eyes, let the evening fleet on by. The sun from setting, it's time to rest in dark embrace. Take a minute, fill your glass, raise a toast to all that's past. There's nothing you can do but enjoy the angels too. Whiskey in hand, rest ye now, ye journeyman, with a whiskey in hand, with a whiskey in hand. Rest ye now, ye journeyman, with a whiskey in hand, with a whiskey in hand. Rest ye now, ye journeyman, with a whiskey in hand, with a whiskey in hand. Fading hours, dimming lights. No time to waste into the night. Face the headlights, cast your eye into the Achtermachty sky. There is a road voice can have its day. The firth, its water guides the way. Beneath the pylons, vast and grey, the little brother o'er the river of southern lights, you catch a spark. There is a road that takes you where a few miles more, your voice can have its stay. A fair old journey, a just we cause to sing together, to not feel lost.
Would bring you home.
tide would bring you home. The tide would bring you home. It's been a long time coming, a long time coming. It's been a long time coming,
to
a long time. Were near. The barman said that's 10 o'clock, you can't watch it here. So we listened in the Glasgow sleet as Kenny tucked it away. They say despite the empty seats, the world could hear us say, along the way. And we'll have Robbo on the left, Christy on the right, McGinn, McGregor, McTominay, not to mention Lyndon Dykes. Try to tackle Tierney and he'll skin you down the wing, and if it goes to penalties, let Davey do his thing. And he'll skin you down the wing. And if it goes to the penalties, let Davey do his thing.